Let's get a call on. Gordon Luke's got in touch with us from Stirling, and he's on the line with us. Hi, Gordon. You've got a question for the team.
Well, thank you very much, Stephen. Right, you lot. Thank you very much for coming on to Tech Talk. I think you've made a big difference to it.
Thanks.
So maybe you can stop getting your egos wound up. I've got a couple of minor questions that I thought I'd like to throw into the mix. We've got all these new Braille displays coming out this year. One's coming in really, really cheaply at the £400 mark. I'd say really cheaply, but in relative terms. How do you think the really expensive Braille displays are going to be in comparison? You could go and buy one of the new ones that R&IB are bringing out at £400, but you could buy 8 of those for the price of one of, say, an Alba satellite or a bomb one. And it just strikes me that the prices are humongously different. So where is this whole market going to go in the end?
That's a big question, and I think it's a good one. Jackie, I'm going to come to you with that. You're the Braillist here.
It will have an impact on bigger companies selling this equipment if there are enough people interested in buying the Orbit Reader or displays that are similarly priced. I suppose only time will tell, and I know that's a bit of a cop-out, but nobody really knows, because we're hoping that, you know, blind people around the world will buy the Orbit and therefore that they will benefit from, you know, the fact that it's, you know, it's cheaper, the construction materials have been cheaper, and therefore people hopefully will benefit from that price tag. But we don't really know what the uptake is going to be on that until it comes out. I hope that a lot of people will buy it, and that it will encourage other startups to, you know, get involved in producing Braille devices along similar lines. We've heard of a few that are supposed to be coming out. We've heard of the Bristol Canute service, the Braille Canute. We've heard that there's going to be a Braille watch somewhere along the line coming out, and that there's going to be Bly Tab, which is a Braille tablet, which is going to be cheaper than some Braille displays. But we just don't know until they come out and they hit the shops or they hit the companies that are going to be selling these cheaper ones, what's going to happen long term to the bigger companies. I'd like to think that they would have to go back to the drawing board and think again about their profit margins. I know that it's a small market. I appreciate that, you know, if you compare, say, a Braille display among blind people to selling an iPad or an Android device around the world, there's no comparison in figures. But, you know, let's be realistic. Why bother making all these Braille displays if nobody can afford to buy them, unless you're, you know, in a corporate situation and your employer or DSA or Access to Work, whoever, can afford to buy it for you? So let's wait and see, but I hope it makes the bigger companies, the bigger boys, think, oh, hang on a minute, you know, we are going to have to look at this.
Yeah, I think this is where the problem lies. And a lot of people don't realise this, especially those in the sighted community. If you have a discussion with anyone who's sighted about this and you tell them, effectively, the cost of plugging in a keyboard to your computer is going to be £5,000.
Yeah, they'd laugh at
it's
you.
It's like, what? You know, if you in yeah. any other walk of life, this would be an outrage, a scandal. It'd be top story in the news. It'd be, you know, some company selling a computer keyboard for £5,000. Are you having a laugh? Of course, it's more than just a keyboard. There is a lot of, you know, functions that these things can provide. You know, I mean, you've talked, I think, is it the HIMS, the Braille Sense HIMS that you use? Is that?
Yeah, I use that. And there is a lot of functionality on a lot of these things, but they're using old technology in them. You know, the Bluetooth is 2.something in a lot of these displays, where we're actually on 4.1 now in the real world. You know, the technology in a lot of them is older. And that you're charging an arm and a leg for them. And I know that, you know, if you have a manufacturer coming on here, they will defend themselves to the hilt and say, well, you know, this is because, you know, our costs are very, you know, our upkeep and stuff like that. And, you know, we're only making a few. I hear all that, and so does everybody else. But the thing is, if you're making these things and nobody's buying them because they just can't afford them, then really, It's just a moot point, isn't it?
What use are they? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's just ridiculous. It's totally ridiculous. I don't understand why. Apparently, it's so complex to make these Braille cells from a mechanical point of view. I don't know why that is. I understand you've got to refresh at incredibly quick rates and everything.
Yeah, and it's the pins that go up and down.
I know, but I mean, we're in. It seems that we can do an amazing things now, and just getting a Braille cell at a decent price seems to be impossible.
Yeah.
You know, why can't we all get together and sort of figure this out? I don't know what the big problem is. I would love to know the production costs of a Braille display compared to the retail costs.